Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're going to take a look now at another conversation that also impacts us when it comes to the payments and impact of suppliers. This conversation is one where we're going to take a look at how the latest data that we had regarding National Treasury and the payment of late invoices by the state does impact businesses overall. And this is from the PSC. Joined now by the Commissioner for the Public Service Commission, that's Vusumuzi Mavoso. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Commissioner.
A very good evening to you and welcome to your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience as well. We've been talking a lot about, I guess, vehicles, financing, spending and the trends that we see in South Africa. And I guess this is also indicative of the fact that if entrepreneurs and businesses are not getting paid on time, their invoices are not being settled, then we're forced to find alternative means of living appropriately. So maybe let's just start there. As the PSC, your thoughts, your responses on the findings of late payments of suppliers and how this continues to raise red flags.
Well, no, thank you. I think it's something that we need to try and track and find a lasting solution to it, because it's completely unacceptable. It's something we should not countenance, to allow invoices not to be paid for more than 30 days. And we do believe in the Public Service Commission that indeed this matters to be taken to task, because as it were, it affects a number of, you know, when you look into the value chain and the downstream process, it affects even small businesses. Most of them would be closing down, others get liquidated, precisely because they have not been paid and they can't really do any payments of their own debts that they must be able to settle. In some instances, it's employees who have to pay. And it's more the reason why we as the Public Service Commission took it upon ourselves to make sure that we are assisting, making sure that this problem is resolved.
And it almost seems as though it's a challenge that's been ongoing for quite a while now. And one might raise their eyebrows and say, hold on, what can we do to resolve it? Why hasn't it been resolved? And are there interventions that can be put in place?
Look, I think it's important to commend those departments that did the utmost best to pay service providers within 30 days. But one must be able to be mindful of the fact that it's a violation of the Public Finance Management Act. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a regression, frankly speaking, of the extent of failure to pay service providers on time, a regression. And for us, it's quite problematic. We need to be able to catch the bull by its horns. And I do believe that it's absolutely imperative that accounting officers, your heads of departments or directors general, must really, really do what is called consequence management, failure which they have to face the full might of the law.
Exactly. Yeah. Commissioner Mavoso, I know I'm asking you unfair questions, but I'm also intrigued if we can go through the report to see which departments have been doing well, and maybe if there's any understanding as to what processes they have in place that have alluded to their performance.
Well, I can start with the Public Service Commission as a point, because we have to walk the talk.
100%.
As it were, we always make sure that we pay service providers who render services to the commission within 14 days. If we can do it, why can't the other departments do it?
Yep.
So we act as the examples to say that it can be done. If it wasn't, if it was not possible, we'd do it in 14 days. Why can't they do it within 30 days? So we believe that we are leading and we are showing the road and how things should be done. And clearly, we expect others to do much better if indeed they are really committed in doing what they're supposed to do.
Commissioner, as you mentioned, it's not only the role and function of the accounting officers, but I'm assuming there's capacity, there's training, there's technology that you use to leverage the skill. Is this something that's lacking within other departments?
Absolutely not. The Public Finance Management Act has been in place since 2000.
Yeah.
It was promulgated in 1999. 2000, it kicked in so that people can then be able to have a much more incremental approach to be able to have the necessary capacity. It has got nothing to do with capacity. It's more to do with a refusal to do the right things for the right reasons.
Will there be any form of additional accountability in order to inspire corrective action?
Now that we've seen the problem is not really getting any better. I mean, when I say better, there's not substantial reduction to the extent that we can say now we've dealt with about 20%, which means there's an intention to be able to move further, to be able to ensure that it is further reduced. We're going to make a submission that is saying that indeed the process of consequence management must really even touch onto the accounting officers. For example, our view is that if we can't see any changes coming about, executive authorities, in other words, your ministers and MSCs, must then be able to indicate to the accounting officers that you're going to withhold your salaries for a month. It may be necessary for them to feel the pinch and see the extent to which it is affecting others downstream. Once they can feel it in their own pockets, I think it's like putting fire on their butts. They'll be able to move much more promptly,
100%. I believe. Definitely. Commissioner, such a delight speaking to you, sir, and we wish you all the best as the PSC in holding leadership accountable and, of course, doing your bit to inspire confidence and contribute to the growth of suppliers who desperately need their invoices to be cleared effectively and efficiently as per the PFMA. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much and good night.
Thank you. That's Commissioner at Public Service Commission, Vusumuzi Mavuso, joining us this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.